Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and King, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Matthew chapter 21. We'll read verses 1 through 11. This is Matthew's account of the events of Palm Sunday. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I thought that Jesus' earthly father was named Joseph. I thought that his true father was God the Father. So why were the people on Palm Sunday crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David"? What was the significance of this name of wondrous love for Jesus that the crowds were proclaiming on Palm Sunday? Well, let's take a look at this name for Jesus, as well as a closer look at this incredible yet perplexing scene in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. First of all, this name, and we could also call this a title, Son of David, by saying this, by crying this out to Jesus, the people were actually proclaiming Jesus to be the long-awaited Messiah. You see, the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament would be a descendant of the great king of Israel, King David. And this was common knowledge among the Jewish believers. People who knew their Old Testament knew that the Messiah, the Christ, would be the son, the descendant of King David. Earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus was called by this name by those who were seeking healing for themselves or even seeking healing for a loved one. They cried out to him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." In one incident, after healing a man who was demon-possessed and blind and mute, we're told that all the multitudes were amazed and said, "Could this be the Son of David?" Jesus' enemies were upset that people were proclaiming this, and we're told in Matthew even children were crying this out to Jesus, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were upset that they were giving Jesus this name and this title, because they knew what that meant. We read just a few verses later in this chapter of Matthew these words about that event of Palm Sunday. "But when the chief priests and the experts in the law saw the wonders he performed and heard the children calling out in the temple, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant. They said to him, 'Do you hear what they are saying?' 'Yes,' Jesus told them. 'Have you never read, from the lips of little children and nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" It's one of the reasons we have our children come up on Palm Sunday to bring their palms of praise to Jesus, doing what the children did in the temple that first Palm Sunday. A few days later, during Holy Week, Jesus would actually question the Pharisees about this name and this title, for the Messiah. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" And they said to him, "The son of David." It wasn't a hard question. They knew what this title, this name, Son of David, meant. But when Jesus questioned them further, they showed that they clearly didn't truly know who the Christ was or what he had really come to do. So that's one of the things that this points to, this name of wondrous love, Son of David, points to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the one who would descend from King David. But it also points to something very important about Jesus beyond that. It points to his humanity. It also doesn't just point to Jesus being exalted or a person of majesty. He's not just the Son of God, he's also the Son of Man. And that's a term that Jesus liked using for himself more than any other expression he uses for himself in the Gospels. He was and is one of us. He is the Son of David. He was born into the line of King David to a humble virgin named Mary. Even his earthly father, Joseph, was from the line of David, so that even in a legal sense, Jesus was the son of David. And this fact of Jesus' humanity points us also to his humility. In this Palm Sunday scene, we see two contrasts very clearly. It's one of the reasons why when you look at the scene in Palm Sunday, there is some confusion from the people. And when we look at it at first glance, there might be some confusion from us. There are two very contrasting themes played out on Palm Sunday. Jesus being exalted as the Christ, the King, the Son of David, but also Jesus coming humbly, like no other king, riding into Jerusalem triumphant, yet on a lowly donkey. Both of these truths about Jesus are important to understand these events of Palm Sunday. Our Old Testament reading from Zechariah, a prophecy which Matthew tells us was fulfilled by this triumphant entry into Jerusalem by Jesus on this donkey's colt. That prophecy from Zechariah actually helps us explain the events of Palm Sunday best. Listen again to what Zechariah says about this entry into Jerusalem. He says, "Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." That sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? That sums up Palm Sunday in one sentence. Jesus, our king, came lowly, humbly, to bring salvation. That is the message of Palm Sunday. Let's look at one more important Palm Sunday term to help us understand Palm Sunday. And that is the word that probably first pops into your head when you think of Palm Sunday. The word Hosanna. You can't go through a Palm Sunday without saying that word or singing that word at least, a dozen times? It's in our hymns today. It's even in our liturgy, some of the liturgies we use throughout the church year. We sing the very line that we read in verse 9 of our text. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." I probably ask this most Palm Sundays. Do you know what that word means? Anyone here know what the word Hosanna means? It's such an important and prominent Palm Sunday word. Now, from the context, you can probably assume that it is a word of praise. Hosanna, praise to the Son of David. And that's what it is. That's what it's come to be used as. Even in Jesus' day, it was used as a word of praise. However, in its original literal meaning, it's a word that was taken directly from the Hebrew. It is a word that means save or help us, we pray. In modern English, we would say help us, please, or save us, please. And yes, eventually that word did just become sort of a word of praise. So we could translate it rightly, praise to the Son of David. That's what the people were crying out to Jesus. But think about what that phrase and that word Hosanna means literally. And think of it that way as well. Save us, please, Son of David. Isn't that also our cry to Jesus? Isn't that a fitting thing to say on Palm Sunday? Save us, please, Son of David. We too can sing and we can shout out our hosannas to the Son of David on this Palm Sunday and every day. We can cry out to our Savior with a plea for His divine mercy. Hosanna, save us, Lord, we pray. We have laid down our palm branches in our church to honor and give glory to our Savior King. But more importantly, we honor Jesus, our triumphant King, with our hearts and our lives. We prepare the way for Jesus' entry into our hearts with Spirit-worked repentance and faith. We lay down our garments of selfishness and pride, and we offer up to Jesus the garments of our offerings, our time, our energies, our talents, yes, even our very lives. And so as we look ahead, as we look forward, as we do each Palm Sunday to the events of Holy Week and all the things that Jesus went through to earn our salvation, the desertion of His disciples, the insults, the pain, the torture that the Roman soldiers inflicted on Him, and of course Jesus' own death itself, the God-forsakenness of going through the punishment of hell for our sins on that cursed cross. When we consider all of this and hear once again the glorious words of triumph on Easter Sunday, He is risen. Those words that secured our salvation and guarantee for you and me our own resurrection, then we too will shout and sing our words of praise. Hosanna, praise to the Son of David. So this Palm Sunday, and as we enter into Holy Week, may the Holy Spirit move us to see the majesty in Jesus' lowliness, to see the power in His willing service and His self-sacrifice, and the victory in His empty grave. We will then always sing our hosannas to the Son of David, that name of wondrous love that reminds us of both Jesus' exalted glory and His humility. That is who Jesus is. He is our King and He is our Savior. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.